Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are hanging around with us. We've got 13 minutes now before the top of the hour in CBS News in studio with us. And this is going to be something that's interesting, I think, for most people, because it's about this little-known thing called the Export-Import Bank. And with us, Adrian Boffman and Stacy Timberley, and they are from Forbes here in Des Moines, one of the only companies of its kind here in the state, right?
Yes.
Well, hey.
Good to be with you.
Wait,
hello.
Good to see you again.
I'm glad we didn't melt on the way over here.
Boy, it was, wasn't it? It was tough. It was tough. Welcome. This is the first time we've had the opportunity to meet, Stacy. Good to have you here.
No, thank you. I appreciate being here.
And Adrian, you and I have had the opportunity to visit before. We were together in Davenport.
At the ABI conference.
That's right. So give us a little bit of history. What is Forbes Services? What do you guys do? And then we're going to get into the conversation about the Export-Import Bank.
Sure.
Stacy?
Well, thank you. Forbes Export Services is a full export management company, which recently added the Export-Import Bank to our services. So our goal is to help rural Iowa companies export their goods globally.
Now, that sounds really easy.
It is.
if you know what you're doing.
If you know what you're doing, that's the key.
All right. So how does that all work, Stacy?
So we go to the...
Let's say that I'm making self-weasel-winding torque inducers in Scranton, Iowa. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And I want... I know people in Turkey need my self-weasel-winding torque inducer.
Mm-hmm. So...
How does it get there?
You would contact us and saying, how do you get your product over there? So we can offer services to help with the documentation, or we can do the product research or everything that you need, everything included in exporting we can help with.
All right. So is that finding markets as well? If I don't know what market I need to be going to.
It includes everything exporting. So yeah. I've had 10 years of experience going to China. So anything that has to do with logistics, documentation, financing, we can handle it.
Hmm. Adrian Boffman, wow. You were not kidding me. When we were talking in Davenport, you said, Stacy's got the stuff.
Yeah. She's my favorite millennial, I tell everyone.
Is that right?
Yes.
So why did you start, Adrian? Why did you start Forbes?
I did. Thank you for your question. I noticed that there was a gap in the market here in Iowa, and you know, there's only so much that the government can do with regard to exporting. I mean, they're great at marketing and training folks, but when the rubber really hits the road, a lot of companies need private service, you know, to assist them and make sure that their exports are protected against non-payment and political risk and just all of the nitty-gritty little things.
You just said something very interesting, and I think that's the real crux to a lot of this stuff. How do I know I'm going to get paid if I go sell something overseas?
It is the most paramount question, obviously, because that's why businesses exist, is to make a profit. So there are just many, many ways you can do trade finance for exports, but Ex-Im Bank products are really interesting, and just to give your listeners some information that they might not know about Ex-Im Bank, the bank is temporarily, you know, people are still going to work at the government agency that is the Export-Import Bank, but until Congress acts, they simply lack the legal authority to issue new loans.
Any new loans.
That's right.
Now, this is just crazy, as far as I'm concerned, because there's been a lot of misinformation about what the Export-Import Bank does.
Sure.
And there's been a lot of misinformation. We don't do politics here on the News Hour. Mm-hmm. We just talk about business and economics. But there have been individuals who have used this whole thing to a political bent, saying that this costs the United States billions and billions of dollars every year, that it's another giveaway program to big businesses, when in fact there are small businesses that supply stuff to large businesses so that they can sell this stuff overseas.
That's right. Iowa is a great manufacturing state. We're very proud of our stellar commodities, and our services are also getting exported. With regard to Ex-Im Bank, it is we think it will be – it's likely that it will be tacked on to the highway bill. I mean, I don't think that's a big secret. But I think something your listeners might not realize is that the United States competes with 60 other export credit agencies around the world. And in our generation, we are seeing the rise of China, obviously. China has its own internal issues, but China has recently opened the Asia Infrastructure and Investment Bank, which will then be a direct challenge to the IMF and the World Bank.
Right.
So we got a lot cooking in Asia right now, and frankly, that's where a lot of the work is.
When we talk about the Export-Import Bank, this was first founded, what, under President?
81 years ago.
Yeah, under President Roosevelt, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
81 years ago.
And it has been reauthored or refinanced 16 times over this
often
time period.
By voice vote in Congress,
and
right.
This is the first time things have gotten kind of muddied up. Of course, when you look at politics, things tend to get muddied up in Washington often. Stacey, when you're working with potential clients out there, what do they know about the Export-Import Bank?
When we go out to those companies, we find that they actually don't know that there's a Ex-Im Bank or any kind of resource for insurance or credit agency out there. So our job at Forbes is to educate those companies on how to get that financing and ensure those accounts receivable.
Adrienne, are they surprised when they learn about all this?
You know, I think Stacey and I do travel extensively through Iowa's 99 counties. I think CEOs talk amongst themselves more than we give them credit for doing.
Absolutely.
They have their own peer group, and they actually know what Ex-Im Bank is, but they don't know how to get started. People ask us, smart CEOs with MBAs that run Iowa companies, they've got money in the bank, they want to increase their sales, but they don't realize that if they use an export credit agency and they protect their foreign accounts receivable, they can then go back to their lender and get financing on those protected invoices.
All right, so now we're going to get into the nuts and bolts about how all of this works.
Sure.
So we're back to my Scranton place where I'm making self-weasel wine.
A durable good.
Right. I'm manufacturing something, and I'm going, okay, Stacey, what am I going to do? How do I get financing for this, or how do I get guaranteed financing for this? Who do I reach out to? And you say, well, there's this thing called the Export-Import Bank. And I go, how does that work?
As the broker, we stand up and give the education materials for you. Our job is to make sure you're educated on every aspect of what we can do. So once you apply, your foreign buyer applies for that insurance and the financing, that receivable is now covered.
So the receivable is covered.
Yes.
All right. That's important to understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead. So, and then what?
Once the receivable is covered, you can then take that invoice to the bank and get lending from a local bank right here in Iowa.
Hello. This is not rocket science, is it?
No, it's really not. You just need to have good partners. You need to have
somebody's got to drive the bus.
Yeah, that's right. You need a driver.
You know, and one of the things, if again, we come back to my Scranton company that's making self-weasel wine and torque inducers, I, as a manufacturer, am often really involved in what? In manufacturing. I've got people to pay. I've got products to get. I've got sourcing to do. I've got commercial credit opportunities here within the United States. I've got my own domestic companies that I'm worried about. And then I want to add a layer of export here.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, that's almost more than what I can do, maybe.
It's a lot easier than you would think, Michael. And if you step back and you look at the 50 states, only 1% roughly of U.S. companies actually export.
Really?
So
that's
it is stunning. A relatively, although Iowa disproportionately exports, we are a great exporting state. We're not in the top tier, but we are, for our size of, you know, roughly 3 million people, we are a great exporting state.
Well, I talked to a, they make O-rings or something. I'm sorry, they make slip rings. Slip rings in manufacturing out of Waverly.
Sure, they go into cranes and exactly. They go into the wind turbines.
Right, yeah. And when we were having this conversation just last week about the Export-Import Bank, he says, no, yeah, Boeing may be able to get money from that, but who do you think supplies all the stuff that goes into these wind turbines?
That's right. It's
and
the second
else.
And third tier suppliers.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. And those folks can use the Export-Import Bank of the United States, too. And if you really look at the structure of Boeing, I mean, that's our big aircraft supplier creator here in the United States, but it competes at the Paris Air Show recently. Actually, Airbus out-ordered. They got more orders than Boeing did this year.
I heard that.
I've been at the Paris Air Show before. It's a spectacular buyer's event. Everybody in the defense industry kind of calls it the big buyer's ball. It's where deals are made and folks write their orders down. Well, guess what? It's Airbus that has more orders this year than Boeing.
Is that partly to blame for the strong dollar at the same time? And because we've heard this, you know, exports here in the United States have suffered a little bit because the dollar is so strong against
the euro.
Absolutely.
Our exports are down. We should be very direct about that. And using the Export Credit Agency is a way to mitigate and give terms to your buyer overseas if they qualify.
Really?
Indeed.
So that's one of those things. You know, it's interesting because we would think, that a strong U.S. dollar is good for the United States. But when it comes to importing and exporting
things, a strong dollar only sounds good to the ear, but it's in the heart of an exporter, we know it's not a good situation.
Yeah, yeah. And even when we start exporting things even to Canada, you know, it gets rough.
Sure. Well, we're actually going to see in the short term a stronger demand pull out of Mexico, which is also our NAFTA partner. NAFTA is 20 years old. Watch Mexico. I think Mexico will surprise all of us. They've got the demographics, and they have an eager workforce.
Not only an eager workforce, but I think almost all of the Ford Motor Company, there's not a domestically made vehicle from Ford Motor Company any longer. Yeah. The biggest domestically made vehicle is Toyota.
Okay.
And interesting, you know, how all that's changed.
I'd also like to remind your audience that Islamic financing is becoming more and more prevalent when you sell goods overseas. That might not be something that people typically think of, but Ex-Im Bank can help buttress those Islamic financing requirements around Sharia law. So you can use Ex-Im Bank to assist those deals.
All right. And so the folks that know about this are the folks that are standing in our studio right now that can be assistive in walking through this pretty complicated maze, I'm sure, for some people. Thank you, Stacy, for coming in and talking about
this. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time.
All right. We will have this up on the podcast. Adrian, good to see you again.
Thank you. You too. We enjoy being here.
It is Forbes Export Services. Ladies and gentlemen, you can learn more by going online. The podcast will be up, and you can check that out as well. For all of the guests that we had today, man, what a busy, busy day. We had Laura Kennard in. We had Rebecca in talking about Mint LA, as well as the export-import program. For all of us, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT.